James, congratulations. Great way to start off the competition.
Yeah, great to get a win, especially away from home. I think last couple of years we probably haven't started the competition as well as we would have liked, so to come away from home and without having any time to prepare, it was, you know, very good to get the win.
Mm. 167 for 5. I mean, in the games between these two sides, that's not a bad score here, is it?
No, we weren't really sure. The wicket was glued, so we didn't know how it was going to play. Myself and Riley found it quite nice early on, but I think as the ball got a bit older, perhaps it held up a little bit and serves into the pitch. Seemed to work pretty well. So at halfway, we didn't really know what was a good score, but Topper's getting 2 wickets in the first over gave us a lot of momentum there.
52 runs in the first 4 overs. It looked as though you and Riley had a plan there to really go at it hard.
Well, I think the first 6 in T20, you've got to play positively. The ball just seemed to come onto the bat nice, and we're able to, you know, get a few boundaries away early. And I think the bowlers probably, you know, felt under pressure and maybe tried a few other things. Mm.
That 95 run stand between George and Lewis McManus, that seemed to be crucial because you lost a few wickets, didn't you, after that early momentum?
Yeah, so we obviously started well, then had a pretty slow patch and lost some wickets. They probably got the momentum back, and then Bales and Lou, I thought, timed the innings pretty well there. Pretty calm under pressure, and then the striking from Lou at the end was great to see.
First half century in the competition from Lewis. He struck the ball probably better than what have you seen him? Have you seen him strike the ball that well?
Yeah, he's worked hard on it. A lot of time in the winter, and even found a few hours to get some practice in leading up to this game. So, we know he can do it, but it's nice to see him do it out in the middle.
And Shahid Afridi, you can't keep a good man down, can you?
No, I thought Mason as well in the middle there. Shahid obviously getting the rewards of the wickets, but on a ground that can be quite hard to bowl spin with the size of the boundaries, both did really well.
I know you mentioned Rhys Topley there. I mean, he seems to have taken time to get back in the game, but he looked a bit more like his old self today.
Yeah, he's had a long layout and he's been working on a few things technically. So, to get a wicket with your first ball and to win the first over hopefully gives him confidence to push on and get back to where he can be.
James, I know you weren't around much last year, because of your England commitments and that, and you did, 5 games I think it was. But I don't know, there seemed to be a different Hampshire side out there from the one we saw in T20 last year.
Yeah, I think plans are pretty clear, especially with the ball. I thought Bergie was exceptional the way he bowled and mixed his pace up and got his Yorkers in when he needed to. I think there was just good chats around what the plans were and what the best way to go about it on that wicket was. And with the bat, I think to play positively up front and get off to a good start is vital in T20. So we can definitely scope to improve in our batting there, but I thought the guys were excellent with the ball and in the field.
You seem to have a lot of options at various times depending on the situation.
We obviously only had 5 bowlers, and Waggy got hold of Mason in 1 over there, but he came back next over, got him out, and went for not many at all. So good character from him. And I thought the guys didn't have necessarily many bowlers, but they were able to adapt and bowl differently when they needed to.